temperature and salinity of seawater. Salinity is a measure of how much salt there is in water. Salinity and temperature affect the density of seawater. Temperature. The seawater around the Antarctic is always very cold. It can be as cold as minus 2 degrees Celsius. The seawater around the equator can be very warm. It can be as warm as 36 degrees Celsius. The average temperature of the sea is about 2 degrees Celsius. The average surface temperature is about 17 degrees Celsius. Cold water is more dense than warm water. Cold water is heavier than warm water and sinks below warm water. Watch this video demonstration that shows cold water sinking below warm water. Salinity. Salinity is a measure of how much salt there is in water. Ocean water has a salinity of about 3.5% salt. 1 litre of seawater contains 35 grams of salt. That is about 6 teaspoons. Salt water is more dense than fresh water. Salt water has a greater mass than fresh water. That mass would be the salt, which makes the mass of water greater, without adding much to its volume. Seawater is more dense than fresh water, so it sinks below fresh water. This means that when rivers flow out into the sea, the river freshwater floats on top of the seawater. However, when the wind blows and the sea becomes rough, the two waters become all mixed up. What happens when seawater freezes? The winters in the Arctic and the Antarctic are very cold. The surface of these waters can become so cold that they freeze. When seawater freezes to form sea ice, salt is squeezed out and moves down into the water. The cold, salty water sinks to form an ocean current that moves deep underwater toward the equator. The surface water that replaces the sinking water forms an ocean current that moves from the equator toward the Arctic and Antarctic. So ocean currents are formed because dense water, cold and salty, sinks. Create your own demonstration to show that cold, salty water sinks.